哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
哈利路亚， May the peace and grace and love of God be with all brothers and sisters and elders.
今天晚上我们要一起来学习一位圣经的人物。
And tonight we will be learning about a Bible character.
他的名字叫做巴拿巴。
And his name is Barnabas.
我们请翻开到使徒行传。
Let us turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传的第四章
Acts chapter 4
使徒行传第四章的第三十六节
Acts chapter 4 verse 36
有一个利未人生在塞浦路斯名叫约瑟使徒称他为巴拿巴巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子
36 And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus.
所以今天晚上我们要学习的圣经人物就是这位巴拿巴。
So tonight the character we will learn about is Barnabas.
他的名字是什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of his name?
巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子，就是劝慰就是勉励人的意思。
The name Barnabas is translated to the son of encouragement.
本来他不叫做巴拿巴。
His original name was not Barnabas.
他是一个利未人，他的名字本来叫做约瑟。
He was a Levite with the name of Joseph.
但是他在教会里面跟使徒们一起团契之后。
But after fellowshipping with the apostles at the church.
使徒看他跟他一起同工之后。
And the apostles saw that Barnabas worked with them.
那使徒发现巴拿巴有一些优点，还有他的一些特长。
And the apostles saw many great qualities of Barnabas.
他的恩赐就是他会劝勉人，劝慰人。
And his gift was that he was great at encouraging people.
所以使徒们就称呼他为巴拿巴，就是劝慰子。
Therefore, the apostles called him Barnabas, which is the son of encouragement.
好，那这个劝慰子我们今天就要来学习什么叫做劝慰子。
So tonight we will learn about what does it mean to be a son of encouragement.
目标就是我们都要成为劝慰子。
And the goal is for us to become a son of encouragement.
我们请翻开到使徒行传的第十一章。
Let us turn to the book of Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
我们从十九节开始。
Let's start with verse 19.
十九到二十四。
Verse 19 to 24.
十九节。那些因斯提凡的事遭患难四散的门徒直走到腓尼基和塞浦路斯并安提阿他们不向别人讲道只向犹太人讲
19. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch preaching the word to no one but the Jews only.
20节但内中有塞浦路斯和古利奈人他们到了安提阿也向希腊人传讲主耶稣。
20. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus.
21节主与他们同在信而归主的人就很多了。
21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
22节 这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。
22. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch.
23节 他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜。劝勉众人立定心志恒久靠主
23. When he came and had seen the grace of God he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord
24节这巴拿巴原是个好人被圣灵充满大有信心于是有许多人归服了主
24. For he was a good man full of the Holy Spirit and of faith and a great manypeople were added to the Lord.
从这段经文从十九节开始看起我们知道当时候门徒在耶路撒冷大遭逼迫。
So we know from this passage that the apostles at the time they were facing many persecutions in Jerusalem.
甚至斯提凡 因为遭逼迫被石头打死了。
And because of persecution, Stephen, he was stoned to death.
从那个时候开始，使徒留在耶路撒冷，但是门徒们因为这个逼迫就四散。
And because at the time, when the apostles were there, they were facing persecutions, then they were scattered.
但是在逼迫之下，他们并没有躲起来，不敢传福音。
But under persecution, they did not hide, but they continued to preach the gospel.
对，他们反而继续的传福音，随走随传。
They continued to preach the gospel wherever they went.
这边讲到说，这个福音就来，因为他们这些门徒的缘故，来到了安提阿，也把这个福音带到了这个安提阿。
So because these disciples were in Antioch, so the apostles brought the gospel to Antioch.
不只是像那些用那个犹太的话来传道，甚至还用希腊文来传讲主耶稣。
So not only did they preach the Jews using the language, but they also preached with Greek.
所以不管是希腊文犹太的语言，就有更多的人能够接触到这个福音，更多的人来信主归主的人就很多了。
So more people came to believe and turn to the Lord, not only the Jews but also the Greeks.
那当耶路撒冷的教会众人使徒听到这件事情的时候
，So when the members in the church when they heard about this,
他们打发了一个工人，就是巴拿巴，去鼓励他们，去坚固他们的信心。
They sent a worker who was Barnabas to strengthen their faith.
所以他到那里看见神所赐的恩，他就很欢喜。
So when they saw that the hand of the Lord was with them,
23节
verse 23.
所以说巴拿巴到那里的时候，他看到了神的恩典，他非常的喜乐。
So when Barnabas, when he saw that the grace of the Lord was with him, he was very joyful.
他就劝勉众人立定心志，恒久靠主。
So he encouraged the members to continue with the Lord.
24节对这个巴拿巴有一个介绍。
Verse 24 tells us the character of Barnabas.
他说这个巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心。
For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith.
其实这个是巴拿巴他难得的一个地方。
So this is a very special character, a quality of Barnabas.
你最后面看到说大有信心。
At the end, it says he had great faith.
这个信心是每一个人所追求的。
And this faith is something that we all pursue.
这个信心也可以称作为信仰，我们都想要有一个非常好的信仰。
And this belief, this faith, is something that we all want to have.
但是一个人有很好的信仰，不代表他就能够对别人造成很好的帮助。
But when someone has great faith, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will be very helpful to other people.
他在苦难当中，他很会忍耐，他很会坚持，他很会依靠。
In times of trial, they are able to persevere and they rely on the Lord.
但是他可能不知道，或者是怎么样来帮助别人，也得到信心，来安慰人，甚至来劝慰、鼓励人。
But they do not know how to comfort others when others are facing trials.
那这个巴拿巴他不只是自己带有信心，而且他有这个恩赐，他愿意去劝慰、去关心、去勉励人。
So not only did Barnabas have full faith, he also had the gift to encourage others.
所以他给教会带来的帮助就是大的。
So that his help towards the church was great.
当使徒们他们听到在远方的安提阿要需要被牧养的时候，他们想到了巴拿巴，就送他过去，差派他过去。
When the apostles heard that the church in Antioch they needed some workers to help, they immediately thought of Barnabas.
24节说这个巴拿巴原是个好人。
So 24 it says for he was a good man.
这个什么叫做好人？那这个会劝慰人哈，我想他跟人的关系应该不错啊。
So what is a good man? I assume that someone who is able to encourage others, they are a good man in nature.
好，他会劝慰人，跟人的关系很好。
And they are able to encourage, so their relationship with others is good.
但是不代表说巴拿巴就会只讲人家的好话。
But this doesn't mean that Barnabas only speaks of good.
有些人他很会跟人聊天，或者很会去安慰人。
And some people, they are great at making conversations and encouraging others.
但是如果他讲的并不是真理，
But if the words that they speak are not of truth,
只是讲对方想要听的，让对方更舒服一点。
If they only speak words that make the other person happy,
他会觉得你很关心他，你是一个很好的人。
Then this other person might think that you are a very great person.
但是如果这样子的一个劝慰不是建立在真理的根基上，那这样子没有办法给这个人带来真正属灵的造就。
But if our words of encouragement are not based off of the truth, then it will not bring spiritual edification.
所以巴拿巴他会劝慰，他会勉励，而且他是建立在真理上的勉励。
So Barnabas, he is great with encouraging others, and he encourages based off of the truth.
他鼓励人不只是讲给别人好听的话，而是真的用真理来造就他。
He doesn't only speak words to please others, but he uses the words of the truth.
好，在这里，比如说在二十三节，他劝勉众人立定心志，恒久靠主。
So in verse 23, it says he encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord.
那是如果我们看到第十五章的时候
，But when we turn to chapter 15,
使徒行传的第十五章
，Acts chapter 15,
第一节
，verse 1,
有几个人从犹大下来教训弟兄们说。你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。
Verse 1, and certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
第二节
Verse 2,
保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论，众门徒就定规，叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。
Verse 2, therefore when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question.
我们可以看到巴拿巴他好人会劝慰人，但是不代表他就是只讲别人要听的，他是坚持真理的立场。
So we see that Barnabas, he was good at encouraging others, but he doesn't try to please them. He speaks the words of truth.
这里记载到说有几个人从犹大的地方过来到安提阿这里。
And here it says that certain men came down from Judea to Antioch.
他开始教训说你们若不按摩西的规条要受割礼，一定要受割礼，不受割礼的话不能够得救。
And they said, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
保罗包括巴拿巴就跟他们大大的纷争辩论。
So because of what these people said, Paul and Barnabas, they had a dispute with them.
因为这个跟他们一开始所传的并不一样。
Because this statement is different from what they have preached.
当他们开始传福音的时候，是要怎么样？受洗、赦罪、得圣灵。
When they first preached, what was it that they must be baptized to repent and to receive the Holy Spirit?
好，那现在又多了一个，一定要受割礼，不然不能得救。
And now somehow there is a new statement that you must be circumcised.
其实你想一下，巴拿巴他那这些话语对安提阿的人造成了一些困扰。
So these words affected the people in Antioch.
甚至对以后对加拉太的人也造成了一些困扰。
And it also affected the people in Galatia.
因为为什么？因为这些人说我们是从耶路撒冷被派出来的，从犹大地过来的，我们是从福音的发源地出来的。
Because these people say that they are from Judea, they are from Jerusalem, they are from where the truth began.
但是其实后来他们到了耶路撒冷才发现说，原来这些人并不是教会派他们去的。
But when they went down to when they went to Jerusalem, they realized that these people are not sent by the church.
对不对？在第十五章的第二十四节。
In chapter 15, verse 24.
我们听说有几个人从我们这里出去，用言语搅扰你们，祸乱你们的心。其实我们并没有吩咐他们。
24, since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law. To whom we gave no such commandment.
所以在这里他们来耶路撒冷的时候他们就清楚了。
So when they came to Jerusalem, they realized,
原来有些人出来说你们一定要受割礼，不然不能得救。其实教会使徒们根本没有差派他们。
That some people were saying that you must be circumcised to be saved. However, the apostles did not send them at all.
反而使徒们差派的是谁？
So who did the apostles send?
使徒们差派的是巴拿巴。
The apostles sent Barnabas.
哦，所以他被差派出来，他有一个很重要的责任感，就是我要把道理传讲的正确。
So when Barnabas was sent, he had a great sense of responsibility that he must preach the truth, the gospel.
哦，所以就算后来有人他来了，说我是从耶路撒冷来的，我是从犹大来的，我传的是更美好的道理，更全备的，一定要受割礼，他不能够接受。
So even when people say I am from Judea, I am from Jerusalem, you must be circumcised and I preach the truth, he cannot believe this.
因为他知道这个不是真理。
Because Barnabas knows that this is not the truth.
我们看加拉太书。
Let us turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书的第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第一章的第六节。
Chapter 1 verse 6.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音。
Verse 6, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
第七节。
Verse 7,
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Verse 7, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
第八节。
Verse 8,
但无论是我们，是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
这个是保罗写给加拉太众教会的书信。
And this is a letter written by Paul to the church of Galatia.
这个加拉太众教会就是当时候保罗跟巴拿巴一起出去传福音，神借着他们传福音来设立的一些教会。
So the churches in Galatia were established when Paul and Barnabas went to Galatia.
他们第一次听到福音，第一次相信耶稣，就是因为保罗跟巴拿巴去把福音传给他们。
The people in Galatia first heard of the truth and the gospel because Paul and Barnabas went there.
但是现在有一些人说，从耶路撒冷、从犹大出来，跟他们传说一定要受割礼。
But now some people.Say that they come from Judea and Jerusalem, and they say that you must be circumcised.
保罗在这边就讲得很清楚，第八节说，无论是我们，这个我们指的就是我跟巴拿巴，因为之前是保罗跟巴拿巴去的嘛，或者是天上的使者，就算如果是传不一样，那就应该被受咒诅。
In verse 8, Paul says, but even if we, so we meaning Paul and Barnabas, if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you.
这不是在抬高自己。
And this is not trying to lift themselves up.
因为他把自己也包括在里面了。如果我以后下一次来传一个不一样的，那我也要被受咒诅。
Because Paul included himself in this statement that if we were to preach another gospel, any other gospel to you.
对，好，所以重点就是在这边。他们非常确信所传的福音就是真理。
So here they know very clearly that the gospel they preach is the truth.
非常坚持这个道理才能够真正的帮助人，使人得救。
That the teachings and the truth they preach will truly help someone be saved.
对，不管是增加或者是减少，那其实就不是福音了。
So when someone adds or takes away from the words of God, then that is not the truth.
对不对？那时候他们说，那就多一个割礼嘛，反正就多一下就好了。
So at the time, people added that you must be circumcised.
这个在旧约圣经也是有讲啊，神跟亚伯拉罕的立约啊。
And doesn't the Old Testament also talk about circumcision? And Abraham also made a covenant.
就多一个嘛。
And it's just something extra.
但是不行，这就已经是偏离了，就不是了。
But this is not correct because this is different from the gospel.
第七节说，这个已经把基督的福音更改了。
And this is changing the gospel of Christ.
好，所以我们看回来，巴拿巴他的劝慰，第一个就是他的劝慰是建立在真理之上的劝慰。
And let's turn back to the first point where the encouragement of Barnabas is founded on the truth.
大家觉得他是好人，好沟通，但是不代表。你做人，他就会认同别人所做的错事。
People might think that Barnabas is a good person, easy to talk to, but Barnabas he does not speak to please others.
对，真好。好，那接下来我们来看他的劝慰。
So next, let's take a look at his encouragement.
特别跟他跟其他两个人物的一个互动。
Let us take a look at how he interacts with two other characters.
首先，他跟保罗。
So first, he talks to Paul.
我们看回到使徒行传的第十一章。
Let us turn back to the book of Acts, chapter 11.
使徒行传第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
在二十四节。
Verse 24.
我们刚刚读过，这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是许多人归服了主。
24. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord.
25.
25.
他又往大树去找扫罗。
Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul.
26. 节找着了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
26. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
好，所以巴拿巴受差派到安提阿。
So when Barnabas was sent to Antioch,
他看到这边神的恩典这么多，有这么多的人来信主，他非常的喜悦。
He saw the grace of God and how many people came to believe. He was very joyful.
他非常的认真在这边服事传福音，这真是一个福音的良田。
And with his heart, he served the Lord because he knew that this is a good land for preaching.
好，那二十五节记载说，他就又往大树去找扫罗。
So next, Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul.
带扫罗一起，这个扫罗就是保罗哈。
So this Saul refers to Paul.
就一起到安提阿去，在这边一起聚集，一起传福音，一起侍奉。
So Barnabas and Paul, they came to Antioch to preach and to serve together.
这里特别提到说，他门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
And here it says, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
可见他们在安提阿这个地区是如何的努力的在传福音。
So we can see that they worked very hard in preaching in Antioch.
就算有人就算不是每个人都相信。或者是说接受耶稣基督的这个救恩。
Even if not all people were to accept this gospel.
但是在这里的人看到这一群人传耶稣的人，他们都认识，看到他们就是什么？这些就是传耶稣的，就是基督徒啊。
But when they see the apostles, when they see Paul and Barnabas, they know that these are Christians. They are sent by God to preach.
那他这里面我们看到他的劝慰在哪里呢？
So where do we see Barnabas's encouragement?
他来劝勉或者是劝慰劝勉保罗出来侍奉。
So Barnabas, he seek for Saul to serve.
巴拿巴他很会侍奉，会用道理来勉励人。
So Barnabas, he was great with encouraging others.
但是他一个人能够做的有限。
But by himself, his work is limited.
在他侍奉的过程当中，他一直在寻找，他一直在观察，还有没有更多的弟兄姐妹能够一起出来服事，做这个侍奉的传福音的工作。
In his work of preaching, he was constantly looking for someone to accompany him to serve together.
那他认识扫罗，认识保罗，所以他就去找他，把他找出来。
So Barnabas, he knew of Saul, who was Paul, so he went to seek him.
其实不是巴拿巴第一次碰到扫罗。
This is actually not the first time where Barnabas spoke to Saul.
早在扫罗他刚信主的时候。
When Saul first believed in Christ.
我们看第九章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 9.
九章的二十六节。
Chapter 9, verse 26.
使徒行传九章二十六节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 26.
扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却都怕他，不信他是门徒。
26. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple.
这个扫罗本来信主之前他是逼迫基督徒的。
So before,
信耶稣，逼迫信耶稣的。
Before Saul believed in Christ, he was actually a persecutor of Christians.
使提反被害，他也喜悦，甚至那时候他还小，他还帮那些丢石头的人来看衣服。
When Stephen was stoned to death, Saul, he was happy about it.
好，那 他甚至还从这个啊，他甚至还从祭司啊拿到这个指命令啊，或者是权力，可以去抓那些信耶稣的，把他下到监里面。
And Saul even had the right given by the priest to cast people who believe in Christ into prison.
那时候我们知道后来神选召了他。
But we know that later on, God chose Saul.
用大光照他。
And he used his great light to shine upon him.
好，那扫罗他就相信了。
And Saul, he believed.
哦，也受洗了。
Then he was baptized.
哦，也得圣灵了。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
那他到了耶路撒冷，哦，现在他回到了耶路撒冷，现在他已经是一个新人了。
And Saul, when he came back to Jerusalem, he is now a new man.
他不再来耶路撒冷要害、要抓基督徒、要害基督徒、要害这些信耶稣的。
He came to Jerusalem. No longer will he, no longer will he persecute the Christians.
啊，他现在在找基督徒是要跟他们找门徒是要跟他们结交啊。
But now when he searches for the apostles, he wants to fellowship with them.
哦，但是。要到这个耶路撒冷的时候，他找门徒协交，他们都怕他不信他是门徒。
But when Saul came to Jerusalem, when he tried to join the disciples, they were all afraid of him.
因为他们不记得，在不久之前，这个人还非常的凶恶，在恐吓、在攻击、在把我们抓起来而已。
Because they remember not long ago, Saul was still someone who persecuted them and would catch them.
所以他们不信他。
So they did not believe him.
不愿意接待他。
And they were not willing to accept him.
二十七节。
In verse 27.
唯有巴拿巴接待他，领去见使徒，把他在路上怎样看见主，主怎样向他说话，他在大马士革怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道。
27. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus.
28.
于是
扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往。
He was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out.
所以本来扫罗到耶路撒冷，没有门徒愿意接待他，没有门徒愿意跟他在一起。
In the beginning, when Saul came to Jerusalem, none of the disciples wanted him to join them.
因为他们怕他，他们不相信说这个扫罗真的改变了。
Because the disciples were afraid of Saul, they did not believe that he had changed.
但是这个时候有一个人愿意来接待扫罗。
But there was only one person that took him and accepted him.
就是巴拿巴。
Which was Barnabas.
圣经说他是好人。
And the Bible tells us that Barnabas was a good man.
哦，他是好人，他会劝勉人。
He was a good man and he encouraged others.
一个会劝勉人的人。
So someone who knows how to encourage.
应该要有一个很重要的特质。
They probably have an important quality.
他要相信这个人能够改变。
They must believe that this other person is able to change.
对不对？如果你不相信对方会改变，你也不会花力气去劝勉他了。
If you don't believe that this person is able to change, then you are unable to truly encourage them.
所以对巴拿巴来说，虽然他知道扫罗以前多坏，但是他相信扫罗是可以改变的。
So for Barnabas, even though he knew Saul's past, he believed that Saul was going to change.
所以他愿意去接待他。
So he was willing to take him in.
哦，原来跟他一接触之后，听了扫罗的见证，啊，他就明白了。
And when Barnabas listened to Saul's testimony, he understood.
哦，那他就甚至把他带领去使徒，啊，去见使徒，然后让使徒们也听啊扫罗的见证。
So Barnabas brought Saul to the apostles and had Saul share his testimony with everyone.
哦，从此扫罗就跟门徒们出入来往，能够跟门徒们和好。
And from then on, Saul joined the disciples, and they had a great relationship.
哦，所以这个巴拿巴跟扫罗，其实他们在《使徒行传》十一章，他去找他之前，在这个耶路撒冷，他们已经有接触了。
So before Barnabas went to look for Saul in Acts chapter 11, they already had an interaction. in Jerusalem.
好，那现在来到了这一个安提阿，在十一章的时候。
So now when they are in Antioch in chapter 11.
他发现这边这真的是一个福音的良田。
Barnabas knew that this place Antioch is a place for them to preach.
他就去想到扫罗，去找他，鼓励他出来服事。
So Barnabas remembers Saul and he wanted to ask him to join him to preach.
好，能够那扫罗也出来，他们就一起在。在这个安提阿做工，像我们刚刚讲到的，后来就是从这个地方开始，他们就被称为基督徒。
So from Antioch, Saul and Barnabas joined together to serve the Lord, and from there, many people were first called Christians.
那后来在十三章的时候，我们可以看到他们在祷告当中，圣灵差派保罗跟巴拿巴。我们来看好了，《使徒行传》的十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
Verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
这个就是他们要被差派继续的往外邦之地去传扬耶稣基督的名。
So now Barnabas and Saul are going to be sent to preach the gospel.
所以这个找出来的这个同工他现在真的跟巴拿巴不只是在安提阿是很好的同工，还要一起出去传福音。
So this new worker Saul, who was working with Barnabas, not only did they serve together in Antioch, and now they're going to different places to preach together.
可以说一路以来保罗的成长有巴拿巴的很多时候有巴拿巴的陪伴。
So we can see that Saul's growth in his faith, Barnabas was a part of it.
本来他不被接纳，巴拿巴带领他被接纳。
In the beginning, Saul was not accepted by the disciples, but Barnabas did.
本来扫罗在大树。但是巴拿巴去找他出来，在安提阿多做福音的工作。
When Saul was in Tarsus, Barnabas went to find him and brought him out to Antioch to serve together.
现在两个人被圣灵差派出去工作。
And now they are both sent by the Holy Spirit to do God's work.
那当然就有像我们刚刚讲到的，到这个加拉太的各地方去传福音。
And then, like we talked about, how they went to Galatia to preach the gospel.
我们看第十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
称巴拿巴为宙斯，称保罗为西米尔，因为他说话灵手。
12. And Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was a chief speaker.
好，这个是在这个 福音的事工当中遇到一个蛮的一个情况。
So this was a situation that they faced when they were preaching.
好，但是我们在这里要重点就是看到说他们称巴拿巴为宙斯，称保罗为西米尔，因为什么？因为保罗说话灵手。
So here, Barnabas they called Zeus and Paul Hermes because Paul he was the chief speaker.
所以保罗虽然他们两个的可以说是seniority 怎么讲？就是说他们的年资啦，巴拿巴应该是高一点的。
So if we're talking about their seniority, Barnabas should have a higher seniority.
但是他们在传福音的时候，我们可以看到保罗说话灵手，可能在这方面保罗他比较有恩赐，在宣道的方面，甚至比巴拿巴更会讲道，更会传福音。
But when they were preaching, we see that Paul he was the chief speaker, that he was probably more eloquent and that spoke more.
如果以这样子来讲的话，保罗一开始好像是巴拿巴的学生，他去找出来接受他找出来，现在成为同工，甚至变得比巴拿巴还要更优秀。
In the beginning, Barnabas brought Paul along to preach with him, and now Paul, he is the chief speaker.
但是他们还是能够非常好的同工。
But now they are able to work together.
巴拿巴不会去嫉妒扫罗。
Barnabas he was not jealous of Paul.
保罗讲道比他更好，他很快乐。
And when Paul spoke more eloquently than Barnabas, Barnabas was joyful.
欢喜跟他同工。
And they were joyful to work together.
所以这个就是一个劝慰巴拿巴的劝慰。
And so this is the encouragement of Barnabas.
他会培养教会里面的工人。
He will take care and pastor the workers of God.
他用真理来带领人成长。
With the truth, he helped people to grow.
好，他相信一个人能够改变。
And he believed that people are able to change.
就算这个人之前有做过一些错误的事情。
Even though this person they may have done wrong in the past.
就算这一个人他有一些软弱。
Even if this person has certain weaknesses.
但是巴拿巴愿意给他再一次机会。
But Barnabas was willing to give him another chance.
陪伴他。
To abide with him,
鼓励他
and to comfort him.
甚至以后这个人成为比他自己更加优秀的工人，巴拿巴也乐意。
And even when Paul became a stronger worker than Barnabas, he was so joyful.
哦，所以其实我们今天教会真的，如果有更多的巴拿巴，那就非常好了。
So today, if in our church we have more Barnabases, that would be very great.
我们在信仰的追求成长过程当中
，in our pursuit of faith,
我们。当然我们要更加的有信心，更加的有智慧。
Of course, we need to have more faith and have more wisdom.
但是其中一个特质，我们可以向主耶稣来祈求，就是更加的会劝慰人。
But let us also ask God to give us the gift of encouraging.
这样子能够给教会带来更大的帮助。
So that our church, we can help our church more.
这样能够带给教会让人和睦。
So that everyone in church can be united.
这样能够带领教会让软弱的变为刚强。
So that the weak in the church can become stronger.
就算有跌倒的能够再被扶起来。
That those who fall can be lifted up.
有那些别人没有看见的，但是你却能够发掘他的恩赐出来，鼓励他来服事。
And those who are usually in the dark and we don't notice them, that we can lift them up and see their gifts.
好，那这个就是巴拿巴的权威。
So this is the encouragement of Barnabas.
我们今天晚上分享到这边。
So this concludes our sharing for today.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
419首。
419.